Blog Talk Radio.
Information again before this show is over.
We had some email regarding specific health issues that we weren't able to get to last week. Our experts are going to try to answer all of these questions tonight. And the questions we got were about controlling blood pressure, problems with kidney stones, people getting knots and tumors, and natural helps for hepatitis and inflammation problems to include arthritis. Wild Bill also threw out some information regarding the new science in portable water filtration, and we'll try to give you more information on this also. If this is your first time to listen to this series, Jane will provide her email address to answer questions one-on-one. And we had some people who asked what it was that we are trying to sell. The best answer is that we are trying to provide hope to those that feel hopeless, knowledge to those that need an answer, and most of all, we strive to share the love of Jesus to those that feel unloved. If you're listening live and you have a question or wish to be a part of the show, you can push 1 on your phone, and we'll identify you by the last 4 digits of your phone number when we put you live on the air. And to save time tonight, we're going straight to our guest, Jane Bolin. Wild Bill will try to be with us at the close of our show, but the emphasis tonight is to answer these questions that we couldn't get to last week. Jane, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I am here, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
And
I have some guests tonight. And my guests tonight, once again, are Dr. Kobanek, and I'm going to call him Dr. K because it's easier.
Okay.
And I have another guest, and her name is Ronnie, and she'll be joining us later on. And she has a wonderful testimony of herself and her husband on some ways that they were both helped with by natural means with some health issues. So they will be joining us tonight.
That sounds great. And
okay.
We are excited to what you have for us tonight. So it's your show.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I'm excited to share. And we're so glad Dr. Kobanek and I were talking earlier, and we're so happy that we can, get to these questions. Because when we started this, when Wild Bill asked us to be part of his show, both of us were excited that we could participate and help people. And even if it's one tip or one thing that can help somebody and give them hope that there's something they can do about their condition that they have. And we are just thrilled that we're able to do that. Now we're going to get to that. So, the other ones we did talk about, natural weight loss, we have seen tremendous health benefits when people have lost weight. All the things we're going to talk about tonight, weight loss is key to helping so many of our medical problems. So with that being said, we're just excited, and Wild Bill was excited because he found something natural that is not only helping him lose weight, it's also helping him be healthy. And it's a homeopathic weight loss drop, and I'm going to be giving out a website so you can check it out on your own. But that is why we talk so much about that. So I just want to let everybody know we're going to get to questions tonight. And if you have a question about a health issue or something that is on your mind concerning wellness or health or diets or supplements, Dr. Kobanek and I would love to answer those questions. So you can reach me by my email, and I'm just going to start out by giving it, and it's bolinjane@aol.com. B as in boy, olenjane@aol.com. So tonight what we're going to do, if you have a question, email that to me and we'll get to it in another show. I'm sure we'll be back on sometime in the future. But we want to talk today about a healthy diet, about supplementation, and I know that we have some questions, and some of them are about kidney stones, about hepatitis, about high blood pressure, about arthritis and inflammation. And we have a lot of great information. We're going to spend maybe 10 minutes on a topic before we move on, and then I want to get to our guest, Renee, tonight, because she has a great testimony and natural things that have helped both her and her husband. So, Dr. Kobanek, are you with us here tonight?
Me? Hello, Jane, can you hear
me? Hi there. Yep, there you are. Good.
Great.
I'm glad you could join us tonight. So do you have anything before we get started? I guess I want to read that quote again by Thomas Edison. And he has a quote, and he stated, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." And I love that, and I think, Dr. K, you're just an embodiment of that. With your medical background, you're seeing how diet can work in the cause and prevention of disease. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've seen in your practice?
Oh, I'd love to, Jane. You know, and, you know, I clearly see a difference in my patients. Those who, you know, take health seriously, and those who don't. And I mean that there are, you know, people who are paying much more attention now to, you know, to their diets, to exercise, to good nutrition. And I can tell you personally that I have patients well into their 80s, some into their 90s, that, you know, are physically healthier than some of my patients who are much younger, those patients who don't, you know, take care of themselves. And, you know, the world around, most health problems are caused by malnutrition. And when we think of malnutrition, we think of not enough calories or not enough of the right kind of foods. But too much of any kind of food, and especially too much of the wrong kinds of foods, are equally, you know, if not more detrimental to your health than, you know, than a fundamental lack of calories. So, you know, I firmly believe, you know, and I see it on a daily basis, that if you want to be healthy, you really need to pay attention to what you put into your body. And, you know, you also need to pay attention to, you know, how you sort of exercise your body. You know, you have to use your body on a daily basis in different ways to keep it, growing, you know. You know, it's amazing. You know, even people that I've thought, you know, who were sort of over the edge, beyond help, who start by taking simple steps, they make, you know, tremendous progress, tremendous gains, and that encourages them to keep going. And I've seen some amazing turnarounds, you know, in the course of my career.
Yeah, that is wonderful. I have personal testimonies with my family and myself. And just to go back, I used to be a horse trainer, and I showed on a national level, and we had to keep our horses healthy. And I started finding natural ways to keep our horses healthy when some of the other things weren't working. So I have to say today, all my animals, including my family, you know, we try the best we can. So I want to give hope to people out there. If it seems overwhelming when you're hearing all this stuff, just remember, if you just start somewhere, it's better than not starting at all. And I usually always tell the story about, you know, it's easy to just change one thing, and it's overwhelming to think about changing your whole lifestyle. But it can happen over time. I didn't learn all the things I know now, you know, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 2 months ago. But I learn, and as I learn, I try to adapt. So One of the best things you can do, and I like to tell people, and we want to give some tips out here today for people. One of the things that I tell people, the first thing, is if you're drinking a diet soda, that's a good place to start. And I just say, if you're drinking like three or four a day, can you change one out for water? Now I'm not making a great big, oh, you got to quit totally, because that seems overwhelming and I don't want to set you up for failure. So even if you can start small and just switch one diet soda a day out for water, you're doing something. So I want to encourage you all to just start somewhere, whatever that will be. If you hear something tonight, say, well, I can do that. I want to say that both Dr. Kay and I have researched supplementation and products very thoroughly, and we do recommend a certain supplement and different supplements. I choose from a wide variety, but there is a staple supplement that I go for. And if you want to know more about that, you can email me, and I can share with you what Dr. Kay and I both recommend. I'm not going to push a product on you. You can do your own research. But if you would like to know what we recommend, you can certainly email me, and I will send you a link, or I will, answer an email on that. So before we get into the certain questions, I want to talk a little bit about supplementation. And Dr. Kaldanik, you know, you've done your research. What do you look for in a good supplement besides our healthy diet that we're going to talk about? We know that it's important to have some kind of supplementation because the nutrients in our soil have been depleted so much lately that what we would eat, what our grandparents would eat, even 50, 60 years ago, is totally different than today. So when you're looking at a supplement to add to your healthy food habits, what do you look for?
Okay, Jane. Yes. Some of my colleagues don't recommend vitamins and minerals because they think that a diet should be able to provide everything that you need. There are several problems with that. First of all, one, like you said, our soils have been depleted of trace nutrients. These are not available in the foods that, even if we buy organic, good quality foods, in the supermarket, the nutrition is not as it should be. And then, most people don't take the time to try to eat a good, healthy diet anymore. They're eating on the run. And so for all of my patients, ever since I started practicing, I've recommended, a vitamin and mineral supplement. Now, I'm amazed at what I've learned about the supplement industry. And in fact, many of the vitamins that are on the market today, in fact, most of them, the vitamins and minerals may be in there, but they're not from a source that the body can recognize and readily utilize. The formulations sometimes don't even allow our bodies to absorb these nutrients. And so, in fact, sometimes these pills and tablets, they pass through the body, totally undigested. So while you may think you're getting, the nutrition that you need, if you can't absorb it, you're just wasting your money. So I look for nutritional supplements that are as natural as possible, okay, first and foremost. If the vitamins and minerals come from plant-based sources, your bodies are going to recognize them and know what to do with them. Two, they have to be readily absorbed. So, certainly a capsule form is better than a pill form. I also recommend looking for a supplement that is going to be, organic and genetically modified organism free. And also look for a supplement that, guarantees or demonstrates that some thought went into the production of the supplement. I mean that because, some supplements, they pack so much into them, and you have to wonder why, But there are supplements out there where a lot of thought went into making sure that they're combined in such a way with the nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins, in such a way that you have a synergistic activity between all of the elements. So you can actually get a product that looks on the surface as though it doesn't provide as much nutrition, but in fact provides you much better nutrition because you're able to utilize all of these supplements. They work together in harmony, and they give you the optimal result. I've taken vitamins and minerals over the years, and I've never really felt an impact, that they were actually really doing me good. I thought I knew that they were good for me and they were doing what they were supposed to be doing, and that maybe they shouldn't make me feel better, okay, until I found a product like I was talking about, something that's organic, natural, and put together with synergism so that, you know, my body can actually utilize these nutrients and perform, at its utmost, its best. And, I can tell you from my own personal experience that my energy level, my mood, everything is better, with this nutritional product line that I found.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful information. And I want to let people know, too, most areas have a natural health food store, and the people in there are very good also, usually at recommending things and finding something. But do your own research. We can talk about these things all night, but your health, it's your body, it's your health, and there is something you can do about it. So do some research, ask some questions, and get some good information. So thank you, Doc, for that excellent introduction to supplements and what you look for. So tonight we want to get to those questions. And I'm going to start by reading something about inflammation. And when I talk about things tonight, I pull a lot of my resources from different doctors and different naturopaths and different articles that I find. So this is not my own work. I just want to say that. I'm not that smart. Wish I was, but I just am a sponge for soaking up information. And so I think tonight I have some information about inflammation, and it's from Raymond Francis. And he wrote a book. He wrote a few books, and one is Never Be Sick Again. It's a great book, and you can find that probably on Amazon. You can Google that. So it's by Raymond Francis, and he talks about inflammation. And when I was looking up and looking at the different topics we had tonight, almost everything came back to this one topic, which is inflammation. And it's a chronic problem, and it's probably behind most health issues that we have. So I'm going to read this, and it's from Raymond Francis, and then we'll start, and maybe we'll start with natural remedies or some ideas or any suggestions you have for kidney stones, because that was a question, kidney stones. So let me start with inflammation, and the article is by Raymond Francis. Inflammation drives the aging process. It is the foundation of every chronic degenerative disease. Inflammation generates free radicals, causing what is called oxidative damage. Oxidative damage to genes, cells, tissues, and organs is destructive to human health. When chronic oxidative damage exceeds your body's capacity to repair the damage, this results in repair deficits, accelerating the aging process, making you older, and causing so-called diseases of aging. We must first reduce the amount of oxidative stress we place on our bodies. Stop eating an inflammatory diet. Get off the inflammatory big four: sugar, wheat, supermarket oils, and dairy products. Avoid inflammatory toxins such as glutamates, food additives, pesticides, prescription drugs, fluoride, chlorine, and toxic metals such as aluminum, arsenic, cadmium, lead, and mercury. Address chronic infections in your gums, sinuses, and elsewhere. These create a constant flood of free radicals that do oxidative damage. Avoid exposure to allergens because allergic reactions produce a flood of free radicals. Avoid the most allergenic foods like wheat, dairy, soy, and corn. Reduce your existing levels of stored toxins by, and one way you can do it is saunas, exercise, control your stress with exercise, meditation, prayer. Just say no to vaccinations. Once you stop feeding the inflammation, you have to work on shutting down the existing inflammation that has already taken hold in your body. And that is by Raymond Francis. He wrote a book called Never Be Sick Again. And I think we could just stop there and say, that's good information. Let's just do all that and we'll all be healthy. But we want some practical advice, too. So we had a question come in, and it's about kidney stones. So I have some things about kidney stones, and I know one of the things, and I think I talked about it to start with, was we were talking about diet sodas and sodas. And so avoid things that will make your body acidic, and we want to alkalize the body. We want to flush the body, and one of the most crucial organs in your body is the kidneys. And this is because the kidneys function in not only enabling your body to detox, but get rid of impurities from our bloodstream in addition to waste products from the urine. So water, and I want to say add lemon to your water. Lemon is, we think of lemon as being acidic, but when you ingest lemon in your body, there's something very, very alkalizing that happens. So lemon and water, another one that I always turn to anytime there's any kidney problems, not just kidney stones, but any kidney problems, would be to take about a quarter to a half teaspoon of baking soda. And I prefer Bob's Red Mill baking soda. I get it at the health food store, and it's Bob's Red Mill baking soda. And I use that because it has no aluminum. And aluminum is very toxic to the body and causes all kinds of bad problems, especially neurologically into the brain. So Bob's Red Mill baking soda, a quarter to a half teaspoon in, you know, an 8-ounce glass of water, so, and drink it, and drink it many times a day. So lemon and Bob's Red Mill baking soda. There are some flushes that if you are experiencing severe symptoms of kidney stones, and I hear they're very painful. I've never had one, but the people that I've run into that have had them, I hear there's nothing like it. So there's something out, and you can Google it. It's lemon juice, raw apple cider vinegar plus olive oil. And it's a flush that you do by drinking it, and it gives you instructions. Other things that are very alkalizing to the body are organic celery. And I always go back to, you need a good mineral supplement with a vitamin. So I'm big on the minerals. So Dr. Kobanek, do you have anything to add to that?
Oh, yes, Jane. You know, kidney stones, you know, they don't start out as a stone. Basically, they start out as a few crystals, a few very small crystals. And then on these crystals, you know, more crystallization occurs, you know, and these are different types of, elements, you know, basically salts in the body that precipitate in the little tubules in the kidneys, and they just keep growing. Now, you know, the key to that is that you flush them out while they're small. You know, so water. Anybody who's ever had a kidney stone should drink plenty of water. And, you know, by the time you feel thirsty, your body is already depleted by about 10% of the water it needs, okay? So by the time you feel thirsty, you know, for someone who suffers from kidney stones, that may already be too late, you know, to start drinking. Because if you're not flushing these, you know, these tiny little, you know, crystals and whatnot out, they're going to eventually get larger and larger and form a stone. And so, you know, water is crucial. You know, and anybody who's, you know, who's had a kidney stone in my practice who drinks the water like they're supposed to, they generally don't get another one. You know, it's only when they let down their guard and, you know, and stop drinking the water.
Wow. Yeah, water, I know. I just want to, that will segue into, I wanted to talk a little bit about water tonight. And there is a doctor, and he has a book, and it's Your Body's Many Cries for Water. And he stated that, like you said, that a dry mouth is not a reliable indicator of dehydration. The body signals its water shortage by producing pain. Dehydration actually produces pain in many degenerative diseases, including asthma, arthritis, hypertension, angina, adult onset diabetes, lupus, and MS. And I'm calling him Dr. B because I, for the life of me, cannot, I think he's Iranian, and I cannot pronounce his name. So Dr. B's message to the world is, you are not sick, you are thirsty. Don't treat thirst with medication. And it's amazing, his story. I remember I read his book. I think he has a free download on that book. And he has a website, and I'm looking for it here. And I think it is just, let's see, it's www.watercure.com. Very simple, watercure.com, and you can read all about him. But I'm looking for his, can't find it here. Anyway, his story, what I remember from it, he was somehow in some kind of like prisoner of war camp or prison. He was taken prisoner. He's a doctor, very studied, very very renowned doctor. And he was in this prison camp with these other prisoners, and somebody came to him. Another prisoner came to him, and this other prisoner had severe peptic ulcer, just bleeding. I mean, just he was in misery. And the only thing Dr. B had available to him was water. He told him to take two glasses of water. 8 minutes later, the man came back and said he was better. So he just prescribed, you know, said take two glasses of water every hour. And he never had that come back. Well, while he was there, that's all he prescribed to people for any condition, and they got well. And he did this great big study. You can read all about him at watercure.com. And so I just think water is amazing. And I want to send somebody to another website to learn about water and learn about the filtration system that Wild Bill told us about. And you can go look at that filtration system, which is amazing. I have mine in front of me. I drink from it all the time. But basically what it does is takes any water from any water supply, even the ditch alongside the road, or a swamp, doesn't matter. You can pour water in there and start drinking, and it comes out 99.9999% pure. So you can go visit that and research it on your own. It's at www.purity, P as in Paul, URITII.com/alert1. ALERT1. And go look at that, and you'll be sure you're drinking pure water with no toxins and things like that. So, yeah, that's great information, too, about the kidney stones, that with a diet that's not acidic, that we can actually help people avoid kidney stones in the first place. Another product that I found was very helpful, and it was through a natural doctor, a naturopath doctor of mine. I found this product, and it's helped some people I know that when they did have kidney stones, They needed something to break that up and help them. And there is a product. It's by Systemic Formulas. You can look that up, S-Y-S-T-E-M-I-C, Systemic Formulas. And the initials of the product are K as in kite, D as in dog, I as in ice cream, R as in Robert. K-D-I-R it's called. So when I have people that call me and say, oh, I have kidney stones, I go, you need Systemic Formulas, K-D-I-R. So it's a formula. It's gentle yet highly effective. It's a kidney diuretic and stimulant, and it supports healthy kidney activity and helps the body sustain appropriate fluid levels. It also aids the kidney to process fluids and helps to remove kidney stones by a natural process. So there's a tip for you. I found it's worked with people, and I like it. So non-acidic foods, you know, colas, carbonations, foods like that, it just builds up the acidity and does not help with kidney stones at all. So water, water, water. All right, I think we covered that one. Doc, why don't we move on to... let's see what another question was about. High blood pressure. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, I'd love to, Jane. You know, because you know, high blood pressure is just a huge problem. I mean, it's increasing dramatically. I think probably over 50% of the adult population suffers from hypertension or high blood pressure. And, you know, what people don't realize is, you know, let me back up just a little bit. You know, I have so many people that say, oh, well, my mother had high blood pressure. My grandparents had high blood pressure. So I was destined to get high blood pressure myself. Well, you know, that's not necessarily true. And for most people, it's not true at all. It has to do really with, you know, with lifestyle. You know, it's a multifactorial problem, meaning that it's not just one thing causing it. You know, generally speaking, you know, it's a number of things that are at play here. You know, one, you know, certainly is your weight. You know, the heavier you are, the more likely you're going to have hypertension, high blood pressure. The less active you are, the less physically active you are, you know, if you don't condition your body, if you don't especially condition the blood vessels, you know, to respond to exercise, which is a form of stress, any other little stress, any other little, you know, upset, you know, is going to cause dramatic, you know, reactions, you know, by the blood vessels and put you at increased risk for high blood pressure. You know, people who, again, you know, water helps flush out a lot of the things that the body doesn't need. So when you accumulate, you know, stuff in your body, that puts stresses, that puts, you know, as you said, oxidative stresses on the lining of the blood vessels. And, you know, the lining of the blood vessels, you know, what we call the endothelium, is where it all happens, you know. Some physicians think that really is what is the cause of all, or if not all, most disease in the body is damage to the endothelium. Think about it. Blood vessels run throughout the entire body, okay? We need them to supply the nutrients, the oxygen, you know, the fluid, that, you know, the water that our cells need to do what they have to do. And the endothelium, it's a single layer of cells that lines the blood vessel, really controls everything that blood vessel does, okay? The rest of the blood vessel is basically just a structure to help support the endothelium, okay? So you've got a single layer of cells, you know, with blood circulating through it all the time. It gets stressed by stuff that we put in our bodies, and it reacts. It reacts by causing vasoconstriction, okay? And that the tighter the blood vessel, the higher the pressure in it, okay? Now, if these stresses continue, you know, even episodically, you know, over a period of time, then the rest of the blood vessel starts to react. You get an increase in smooth muscle formation. The smooth muscle is there to help the blood vessels, constrict or dilate. They also, just like anything, any muscle in the body, you stress it, you work it harder, what does it do? It gets bigger. So that causes the blood vessel wall to get thicker. So now it can't dilate as much as it used to or as much as it should. And then on top of that, you also start to get an increase in collagen deposition, okay? So the fibrous tissue, the tough stuff that holds us together. So you get, you know, more collagen, you get more smooth muscle, and that eventually narrows that blood vessel down and stiffens it up so much that it can't react anymore. And it all happens because of the stress that we put on the lining of the blood vessel over a long period of time. So that really is, you know, in a nutshell, why most people have hypertension. They just don't take care of that their endothelium. And so, you know, a good quality diet, exercise, and again, water, so very important to help keep that endothelium happy. So in my patients who present with elevated blood pressures and you know, the definition now is really anything over, greater than 120 over 80 is a cause for concern, okay? 140 over 90 definitely needs to be treated aggressively. So between 120 and 80, over 80 and 140 over 90, that's where the education, you know, point really, really needs to be driven home. Because you want to, you really want to start, correcting things that have gotten you there in the first place. Okay, so weight, get your weight down. Sometimes 5 or 10 pounds is all that you need to do to relieve the stresses on the lining of that blood vessel. Okay. Clean up your diet. If your diet is high in saturated fats, high in processed foods, like Jane said, Diet Coke, those sorts of things. You know, those are stressors to the body. If you're a smoker, that's just the single best thing you can give yourself is, to get rid of those cigarettes, because that puts a lot of stress on the lining of those blood vessels. There's been some amazing studies done looking at that. We could spend a whole hour talking about that. So, start doing the things that you're supposed to be doing for yourself. A moderate amount of exercise, good brisk walk, okay? If you can't walk, get on an exercise bike and pedal. If you have arthritis and you have terrible joints, get into a pool, and walk laps in a pool. Get involved with water aerobics, anything to get moving, okay, because your body will respond. Your body will eventually, and most of the time very quickly send you signals that, hey, this is a good thing to do for us. We're going to reward you by making you feel better. It's amazing, what good regular exercise will do for people. So it's diet, exercise, and I think you also have to, work on de-stressing your life in other ways as well. Okay. Usually a lot of the stresses that occur are because we don't really feel well, physically. And then everything that happens around us tends to, affect us more. So as you start making these simple steps and as you start feeling, better all the way around, you're going to notice that you're going to be able to handle these stresses in your life much better. That's what I, really talk to my patients about.
And even when somebody comes in with a blood pressure that's maybe 140 over 90, or sometimes even a little bit higher, I work with them, you know, a little more aggressively with the diet and the exercise part, you know, because I really don't want to put my patients on a medication if I can help it. Now, sometimes, you know, their pressures may be so high that they're you know, at immediate risk for stroke or heart attack or something like that. So I'll aggressively work, you know, with medications to get them into what I consider a safe range. But then at the same time, really talk with them about the lifestyle changes. And then down the road, if they get that 10 pounds off, if they change their diet, if they've changed their exercise habits, then we start backing off on the medication. And it's amazing, you know, how successful that can be. But, you know, I think, you know, we're in a right now kind of society, you know, and, you know, when we're hungry, we want to have something to eat right now. You know, when we, go to the store, we see something that we think we might like, we got to have it right now, you know. And if we don't get things right now, it tends to get us upset, okay? You know, I think that we need to step back. We need to slow down a little bit. We need to, you know, reflect on, you know, on our choices. And, you know, if you start doing that and start making better choices, you know, life is generally going to be a whole lot better.
Absolutely. That's great information, and I learned something about high blood pressure. So one of the things I tell people, like you do, is diet. And there is something out there, and they have done studies with it, and it's called the DASH, and it's for blood pressure. And it's you can look it up. It's called the DASH diet, and it reverses your high blood pressure. You're changing your what you're eating, and your body's coming into balance. And I'll just read you a little something I found on this. And it says, a healthy diet turns back the clock on the aging caused by hypertension. Two clinical trials have been done involving the DASH diet. And it stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, which is basically the Mediterranean diet combined with a low-sodium diet, which is good advice anyway for overall health. Dr. Frank Sachs, a professor of cardiovascular disease prevention at the Harvard School of Public Health, actually claimed that the DASH diet could reverse 30 years of accelerated aging due to high blood pressure. They did a study on it. You can read about that. But basically, they're just eating whole, good foods. They're eliminating sodium, and when I say they're eliminating sodium, it's the white table salt you want to stay away from, and it's the salts that are in processed foods that are harmful to you. A real salt is very healthy for you, and your body needs salt. So if you go to the health food store, get real salt. Have somebody help you with that. A real sea salt that's not processed, that still has all the trace minerals in it, Himalayan salt, your body needs salt. So they're not talking about, when they say low sodium, they're talking about the processed white table salt, which, like before I said, throw it out. It's not good for you, throw it out, get it out of your house. So that is called the DASH diet. And also I learned years ago about celery. Celery is very good. In fact, they've done studies that it was as good, if not better, than the medication for lowering high blood pressure. So check out celery. Do some searches on that. It will help lower your high blood pressure. So those are some good things. And you touched on, again, the weight loss. We have seen over and over that people who have lost weight, one of the first health benefits that they've seen is they've been able to get off their blood pressure medication. It's just a result of getting healthy and getting that excess weight off. If you would like to know what Wild Bill uses and what he's had success with, and what Dr. Kay and I both recommend. You can check it out. I'll give you a website, and it's all homeopathic. There's no harmful ingredient in it. It's GMO-free, and it's a synergistic approach that helps you not only lose the weight, but it helps with cravings. It helps with your mood. It helps with sugar cravings. It helps with your appetite control. And you can look at that product that Wild Bill recommends at Slenderize, S as in Sam, LENDERIZ.com/alert1. And I'm going to give you out my email one more time here. It's BolenJane@AOL.com, BolenJane@AOL.com. If you have any questions, if you want to know more about what we talked about tonight. And I think that's all we have time for on those questions. Boy, we could have talked on each of those subjects, and we didn't even get to a couple of the other ones. So, people, if you did not have your question answered, email me. Doc and I will personally answer. I want to get to Renee before the time is up here. Renee has a testimony and about weight loss and how that has helped her. And also I want her to touch on her husband had a stroke. So, Renee, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you great, and thanks for coming on tonight.
Great.
And you, over the course of the years here in helping your husband and finding a natural way as much as possible to help him, have learned so much. So can we first start out just real quick? Tell us your weight loss testimony, how you started, where you're at, and then tell us a little bit about your husband. We have about 10 minutes left here, so sorry we got talking,
okay.
But I know you could talk for a long time too. So you have about 10 minutes, and tell us all about your weight loss and then your husband's recovery.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jane. Well, my weight loss, last August my mom passed away. She was only 65 years old, and we both went to the same nephrologist. And when I went to my follow-up appointment in January, he sat me down and told me if I did not lose weight quickly, then he would bury me sooner than he did my mom. At that time, I was early stage 3 renal failure, and my blood pressure was out of control, and I weighed 262 pounds, which meant I needed to lose 132 pounds quickly. And I went home, and I had been eating right. Jeff and I, for the past 2 years, have really been strict on eating all organic, eating lots of vegetables, staying away from sugars and refined foods. That we were doing right. And I told the doctor, I'm trying everything. And he says, well, you have to find something. And I said, well, what do I do? And he's like, well, cut your calories. And I explained to him what I was eating, and when I left, he was scratching his head because he couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong, and I was frustrated. But I did go home and managed to get off 13 pounds over the next 2 months. And then I got a phone call one day from a friend down in North Carolina who said, you've got to get on. I've got to share with you what I just found out. And she introduced me to the homeopathic weight loss products. And I thought, well, I'll give it a try. And I was astounded because the third day I had lost 3 pounds. And then since then, being on those drops, I've lost 50 pounds. So I'm now at 212. And when I went to see my nephrologist last month, the nurse had me get on the scales, and she was standing behind me, and she said, could you please step back off? And so I stepped off, and she slid them back to zero, and she got on them herself, and she weighed herself, and then she had me get back on. And I stepped on, and she said, oh, my gosh, you know how much weight you've lost? And I turned around, and she had tears coming down her face. She's like, oh, my gosh, I don't even know what to say. And so when the doctor came in, I got the same reaction out of the doctor. Dr. Mohammed was just, he couldn't quit crying. He was crying because of how Jeff was doing. He was crying because of how I was doing. He took me off all my medication because my blood pressure that day was actually too low. And my kidney function came back. I have no renal failure, and all the literature he had given me showed that renal failure was irreversible. And, you know, he had had me start different supplements, and I had been taking several supplements. So, you know, that was the missing key for us, is we weren't taking the right supplements, and we weren't using homeopathy, which I believe has really helped both of us. And then with Jeff, April 24th of 2011, Jeff was diagnosed with a rare brain disease called Moyamoya, and it causes chronic spontaneous strokes. He has had 8 major strokes and 226 TIAs. He's still having TIAs, but now, because his body has got the right nutrients in it and we've got the aluminum out of his body, he was very toxic with aluminum. Jeff worked in the automotive paint industry. He used to program robots to paint new car parts. And prior to the robots being put in place, he was a painter who painted those new car parts. And then he got a job as an account representative mixing the paints for different companies. And so he was constantly around mercury, lead, and aluminum. And they toxified his brain extremely. He's a very lean guy. And we quickly learned that the brain is mostly fat, and that's the fat that the toxins got stored in, was in Jeff's brain. And he's a triathlete. He was training for a triathlon when this happened. And it kind of shook us, because I sat there after him getting life flighted to U of M Hospital. I was told I was not going to take him home and that I should call in my family. And our son had just moved to Mombasa, Kenya. And that was one of the toughest calls to make, is to tell me I had to come home because his dad wasn't going to make it. And I'm happy to report that Jeff has almost no residual effects from the strokes. He had lost his peripheral vision. He had lost his depth perception, his downward vision. He had lost his short-term memory, his cognitive thinking skills, his reasoning skills. He had his fine motor skills were severely damaged. He was put on total disability and told he would never work again and that he probably wouldn't make it. Even out of the hospital. Well, it's been two years and 2 months, and nobody can tell anything is wrong with him. And it's just, it's an amazing testimony about what God has done, because I do have to give credit to the Lord, because I know he intervened on Jeff's behalf. But also just finding the right supplements. And one of the things we did to help detoxify Jeff's body was, first we started with the asparagus and spinach, because his brain specialist recommended that. And then we found another product to help detoxify his body called Restorix, and that has made a huge difference. Yesterday, I couldn't remember something, and Jeff started laughing because he totally recalled it. I mean, it had just happened 10 minutes before. I couldn't remember the person's name or what time we were supposed to be there or the address or anything, and Jeff just rattled it off, and he just started giggling like a little kid. He's like, do you realize that I just remembered something? And it just blew us away. And, you know, that's kind of, for me, that was a, nobody could ever tell me this stuff doesn't work. Nobody could ever tell me that nutrition isn't important and that keeping toxins out of our environment isn't important and using proper supplementation is so important. And, you know, we went to a specialist out in New York, who actually tested Jeff extensively to find out what things he was deficient in. And when he called us, he told us he was the worst case he had ever treated. He had never seen anybody so deficient. But what we found out was, because the aluminum toxicity was so high, it isolates itself and in the cell, and the other nutrients can't be absorbed. And so that's why he was so deficient in everything. And now we're scaling back on his amounts. He doesn't need near as much. He's like at a quarter of what he was taking. He was on 67 supplement pills for breakfast, and 20 for lunch, and 48 for dinner, and then 2 shakes and all these powders. And at first I thought it was crazy, but after being told you have a rare brain disease that is fatal, you know, we were willing to try anything. And our doctor at Henry Ford stands astounded every time we walk in the room. He tells Jeff, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, because you are my only patient that's doing this well. And when I started to explain to him what we're doing, he shook his head and he said, no, that stuff doesn't work. So I can't wait for Jeff's follow-up. It's coming up here in July for us to go back and say, okay, we listen now, because now look at how well he's doing. So I guess that's all I have to share.
Well, that's a lot, and I know you could talk for a long time, but you put a lot out there, and I hope the people that are listening have hope that there is something they could do. I mean, I just tell people, if you have cancer, don't be afraid of cancer. We reversed my dad's cancer by detoxing and nutrition. And like I said, if you want to email me, I can give you more specifics on what we're all using, or point you in directions of some of the, we talked about many things tonight that I'm just pointing you to places where I've learned from. So I just want to put out another website. If you're dealing with any kind of cancer issue in your family, do some research. ChrisBeatCancer.com, ChrisCancer.com. He has a lot of great information. And Renee, I know you have a strong belief in God and that His will is healing. And I know that you relied on your faith to point you in the right direction and steer you to the right people. And you were put in the hands of people who said, yes, there is something you can do. So, and you listened. So there is something you can do about your health. Keep searching. Email me. I can point you in the right direction. My email is bolandjane@aol.com. Maybe we can have Bill put that up on the website. And I'm just astounded at not only your weight loss and what's happened with you and turning around what could be a fatal disease to you, but your husband too. So you are an inspiration, and Jeff is an inspiration to us all, and I would love to have both you and Jeff on another time, and we should just delve into this and get some specifics because I know it would help a lot of people. Let me ask you real quick. You lost that 50 pounds. How many, taking the homeopathic weight loss drops, how long did that take you to lose that 50 pounds?
96 days.
Okay, so you lost 50 pounds in 96 days on the homeopathic weight loss drop. You were eating a good diet but not losing the weight. Now let me ask
right.
you this. Have you exercised in that amount of time?
No.
okay.
I actually, because of my schedule and just I'm so overweight, exercising to me just was intimidating. In high school, I weighed all of 112 pounds, was the captain of the track team, ran cross country, played softball, basketball. And I just couldn't imagine just doing that. And especially Jeff, he's always lean and mean. And I'm like, there's no way I'm exercising with him around. So I made a commitment, though, to myself that when I hit 50 pounds or 100 days, which they wound up around the same time, that I would start exercising. So I have started. Today I worked out in the pool quite a bit. I went for a 2.5-mile walk with a lot of hills. And I did some floor exercises today. So I kind of started out with a bang, but I was astounding myself. Like wasn't huffing and puffing up the hills, and my daughter was, and she's only 20.
Wow.
So that's
fantastic. So your weight loss came off with the homeopathic products, the drops, and with no exercise, and now you feel like you've lost enough weight where you can start exercising. So that's fantastic. I'm hoping Wild Bill will put that website up too. We talked about so many great things tonight. And Dr. Kildonick, you are a wealth of information, and I appreciate you so much. Is there anything you want to say to wrap up?
Ronnie's story and Ronnie and Jeff, truly amazing, what has happened and, for the better. And, I hear that all the time, from doctors, that something will hit us in the face and we just blow it off as, that's not it. That couldn't possibly be it, But I'll tell you, when I was in medical school, they told us 50% of what we're teaching you now is going to be outdated within the next 10 years. The problem is we don't know what 50% of what we're teaching you that is. And it is so true. And I think that, like Thomas Edison, you know, that quote, you know, in the future, you know, doctors will be talking more and more about nutrition, okay, and that less and less about pills. It's going to be a while. It's going to take a long time, I think. But there's no reason that we as individuals can't start right now, you know, looking, you know, to improve our health. And, you know, the object here is to prevent things from happening. If you've already got something, you know, that's being treated, work aggressively to try to get off of the medications if you can. You know, take those steps. You know, don't give up. You will definitely appreciate the benefits.
Yes, that is true, and that's coming from Dr. K. And I think it's just great to hear sound advice like that. So thank you so much, and thank you, Ronnie. And Aaron, we missed you tonight. I know you were busy, but we look forward to having you on another call. I'm not sure if Wild Bill was able to make it on tonight or not, but if he's there, maybe he can say something.
Yeah, I was able to make it in. I tell you, I was so blown away by that testimony that I missed a turn. I may end up in Canada before it's over with. No, I'm just playing. But, you know, just the fact, you know, the doctor saw the change with her husband, and then like, well, no, that's not what it is. It reminds me of the story I'd heard when I was a little boy about the bumblebee. You know, science measured the wings and the mass of a bumblebee, and according to science, it's impossible for a bumblebee to fly, but God told him he could fly, so he went ahead and he flew anyway. And, you know, it's just sometimes we try to rationalize things. I know as being overweight, you know, I would rather be able to take a pill and just be skinny instead of have to watch my diet and all those things. But we have to realize that somewhere in life that God designed our body, he put things on this earth as natural to help us, and the recuperative healing powers of the human body, it blows my mind. But I also have to agree with the grace and the mercy of God. You know, when you hear miraculous things like this happening, you know, you can't just take God out of it and say, okay, if you eat this, that, or the other. But I do want to thank everybody who took time tonight to be on the show, and we just touched the tip of the iceberg of a lot of this information. You know, there's a lot of people can, you know, talk about different types of supplements. You hear things about your fatty acids, omega 3, 6, and 9, and vitamin C, and, you know, how to take it. Like the doctor was saying, you know, capsules, liquids, pill forms. There's lots of things taken into consideration. And then we all have this thing called taste. If we don't like the way something tastes, we're not going to take it. We're not going to drink it. We're not going to eat it. We're just not going to do it. So each person is different. We're all individuals. God made us that way. But I just want to make one thing clear. Jane says she's not been getting any emails from people out there, but I've been getting a lot of people through the website. And it dawned on me, Jane's not selling her service. Even though she is a professional health coach, she's not selling. If you email her, there's not going to be an $89 charge show up on your email account or something like this. We're doing this because we care about people, and we want to see people healthy. We want to see people happy. We want to give people hope. We want other people to be able to come on this show and share a testimony of where there was something where medicine said, okay, this is where I'm at, and I'm going to die. I have no hope. I'm at the end of my road. Get my house in order. Call my family in. And then you can find out from Jane and from the doctor here and from read on these books that she shared with you, and you can find that there is hope. There's people that's been in your situation. You're not the first person that's had a stroke. It may be you got a rare brain disease like this woman's husband, but you're not the first one. Life goes on. Life is hard. We put a lot of stress on our bodies. We all have busy schedules in this day and time. But I want you to know that Jane is out there, and she will respond to any and every question, no matter how dumb you think it is. And I can tell you firsthand, Jane has been a great help to me because I drive a truck. I'm out here on the road. I can't just eat where I want to eat. I can't just hop into a health food store, and I'm gone sometimes 5 days at a time. I can't carry a ton of stuff with me. And so she's given me little tips of different type of foods that I can carry, that I can, you know, get in stores and I can keep, you know, adding to my menu out here to go along with having this loss of craving for things that I had before. And so really what I'm trying to say is that we are here trying to help you. And if you really want something to change your life, if you're wanting information that can help you, send Jane an email. She's going to respond. And I just want to say, Dr. K, Jane, I love you guys. I thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule. They're on Eastern time, so this is late for them. And we are going to kind of take a break over the next week or maybe next 2 weeks, and then we're going to come back again. And we may go into just one topic and go more in-depth into it to make sure that we're answering more of these questions. And whether we like it or not, weight is an issue. And I don't like hearing that. I'll be, you know, I'm a fat person. I do not like hearing over and over again that weight is an issue. But somewhere along the way, you got to understand that. And I've given anything that if someone would have got all this information in my head when I was younger, when I was still in physical shape, it would have been easier to have taken care of those things. It's like a financial planner. You can't contact him when the day before you retire, say, okay, I'm going to retire tomorrow. Let's put together a program so I can retire and live the lifestyle I want. Well, health is sort of the same way. We need to take it serious now. And I hope that you share this with your friends. And Starlet, if there was anybody else that had a question, I didn't mean to get so excited there. I'm going to turn this back over to you, and thank everyone again for listening.
I love it when you get excited. It's fun to be excited. I'm excited just listening to you, so thank you for that. And like I said, please, really, our heart is to help people. And whatever we have found, we want to share with you. If there's a website we can point you to answer your questions, if the doctor can maybe give you some advice on how to talk to your doctor, your own doctor about nutritional supplements, any of those things, please let us know, because we want to help you, and it's our heart to help you. So thank you, Wild Bill, and we really look forward to coming back on your show. We just thank you so much for having us as guests, and I feel blessed just being able to be a part of your life and your weight loss and your health. So thank you so much, and we'll see you back here again in a couple weeks. And in the meantime, I just speak a blessing on everyone, that you're blessed, you're favored, and that you are loved.
Well, we want to thank everyone for listening tonight, and we hope you have a very